Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to The Best of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Let's start with the NCAA. Yesterday, the news was that they were going to play their tournament, NCAA tournament, with no fans in the stands. And today, after the Power Five conferences and everyone else, it seems, in college sports canceled their postseason tournaments, the NCAA went ahead and made the move that many were calling them to make before that, but they canceled March Madness, the NCAA tournament. And I know there's been a lot going around. You know, some people have thrown out. It was actually trending at one point. We could have a May Madness. That's not happening either. The NCAA tournament has not been postponed. It has not been suspended.
Canceled.
It has been canceled. And I know you got some strong feelings on this, Rob, so go ahead.
My only issue is shame on the Big East, who today actually played a game, were playing, and stopped everything at halftime and decided to do what was right. And I don't know how in the world they even started the game. After the NBA did what it did, how in the world did you move forward with games? And the same thing with the NCAA. I get it. CBS, you got a $6 billion TV deal. I get it. So they wanted to do whatever they could. Hey, let's play without fans. Let's play without vendors. Let's play without hot dogs, whatever. We got to play. We got to put the games on. We got to get that money. I get it. No, and the only reason, Chris, and you know it, I know it, and everybody else, the only reason they canceled is because some of their bigger schools,
Duke and Kansas, said,
tournament, even if you have a tournament, we're not coming.
Right.
Then the NCAA realized, uh-oh, we're going to have a problem here.
Because Kansas is the best. Everybody, a lot of people think they're the best team in the country.
Right. They have something to play for.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
And they're saying we're not coming. So the whole idea, and I get it, people don't want to feel, don't want their lives to change. We're used to it. This is a shame. March Madness is right here. It's Selection Sunday is around the corner this weekend. What are you talking about? There are no games. There are no games. And sometimes you got to alter stuff. And bravo to those schools who said they won't be a part of it. And the same with the schools that have done it themselves who have said, I saw Michigan is one of them. No spring football practice. They're not doing it, Chris. No.
Well, yeah, you're absolutely right, Rob. I agree with you. And look, Mike Krzyzewski released a statement. He was part of the statement, I guess, from Duke, saying that he emphatically supported the decision that Duke had done, you know, made to suspend all athletic competition. So maybe the coaches, Krzyzewski, Bill Self at Kansas, maybe they're all on board. But I don't know. But the school made the decision. You know, the school said we're suspending all sports from, you know, spring football to baseball and, yes, even basketball, because let's face it, that's the moneymaker. And so though the coaches went along with it, and you're absolutely right, that's when the NCAA tournament, you know, decided to cancel the season. But it's interesting, Rob, because this goes along with your point. Jeff Goodman, who I said we're going to have on in about 20 minutes or so from Stadium, he reported that he said 80 head coaches in college this morning.
And anonymously,
who,
right?
Yep, anonymous poll of 80 head coaches this morning who were set to play a tournament game today, meaning obviously their conference tournaments. And he asked them anonymously, should you guys play today? 47 said no. 33 said yes.
How in the world did 33 coaches want to play today when the NBA just did what it did? Really? and we find out that two Utah Jazz have tested positive for coronavirus?
Right.
Seriously.
There's more, Rob. Goodman also said this. Nearly 10 of the top coaches in college basketball have spoken and are on board with the following idea, according to a source. This is what, so he's saying this is what, like, I don't know, 8, 9 of the top coaches in the NCAA want. They want Selection Sunday to go on as planned. This was 4 hours ago. So this was before I think they canceled the whole tournament. They wanted Selection Sunday as planned. So you pick the 68-team field. Then they said go ahead and postpone, not cancel, postpone the NCAA tournament and continue to monitor the situation. And one of the sources, I assume is a coach, told him, we all talked and we agree on this. Here's what I say about that, Rob, and this is where it's different from the NBA, and we're going to get into whether or not the NBA should just go ahead and cancel the whole season rather than postpone it and hope it can play later. The difference is this. If you're going to let's say you postpone the NCAA tournament to May. Well, the students, most of the students and most of the schools are gone. And so you're going to keep the basketball players there to practice and to play in this tournament. Now, remember, these players aren't getting paid. And that's a whole nother issue. But that goes to your point, Rob. They would be keeping these guys on campus when everybody else is gone. They're traveling around the country. They're playing all over the place. Why?
What?
Yeah,
because
some
of them
want to win, of course. They want to compete their young kids. But it's the money, as you said it. The networks, the NCAA, they want the money, and it would be the most blatant form of using these kids that we've seen.
And I just don't get it. We're at USC. We're going to teach them remotely. And we don't.
As most schools, it seems.
Yeah, like I don't believe that we're going to see the kids again, Chris, for this semester, like face to face.
Right.
So the whole idea that you would be trying to hold over basketball players to be around when nobody else is going to be on campus doesn't make any sense to me.
It would be poetic justice because as much as we've talked about how these kids are being used, how they should deserve to be paid, this would be just throwing it in everybody's faces. Right? Because the only reason you would do this is to make money off the kids.
100%.
That's it. And I get it. The kids, they want to play, and we respect that. They want to compete. Some of them, they'll never play another, you know, competitive or real basketball game again. The seniors, the guys that aren't going to the NBA, I get that. But what's more important? This is a pandemic.
This is
not a
uncharted,
joke.
Uncharted
right.
waters, and I think people who are convinced that they want to do just play games and not think about the kids, especially with what they do and how close proximity they are
right.
to people. It's different. They are definitely in greater harm's way by playing sports and being around. Most people, when they go to work, aren't in front of 20,000 people, right? And then
right.
all the other
and
people
you're not
around
banging
them.
Each other,
and you don't
sweating.
Have people hanging, sweating, coughing in your face.
Right.
There's just so much. You're so close to people. And that's why it can't happen.
Yeah, no, and you hit it on the head. I mean, the NCAA, they were cornered. They were backed into a corner. As usual, Rob, let's keep it real. As usual.
It's the only time they do anything.
Right.
And that's
right.
The only reason that they decided that they gave the players a right to make money off their likenesses
right.
is because what? They got cornered.
Yep.
The states, California and them said, no, the kids, they passed the law. They had no choice.
Yep.
Then they gave in. This is what the NCAA does, unfortunately.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Let's get back to this coronavirus talk with the NBA. And there is some, I don't know if we can call it breaking news, but it's something that it pushes the story forward a little bit. The Lakers had a conference call today. all the players with GM Rob Pelinka or President Rob Pelinka, and Brad Turner, friend of the show, covers the team for the LA Times. He has reported this, Rob G.
That's right. During the conference call, players came away, which means they're under the impression that NBA owners want to finish the regular and NBA postseason, even if it means playing into late June, July, and August.
Did he say how players felt about that?
No.
All right, Rob, you want the first crack at this?
Nah, you could do it.
Well, I'm not surprised. I talked to a Lakers player last night, and he thought that they might, you know, be off for basically a month. He felt like they're going to take 30 days off, and this was just speculation, but it was his view that they would cancel the regular season and that they would then just start the playoffs and go from there, which I think is a great idea. If they can play within 30 days or in 30 days, you could actually start the playoffs around when it usually would start, which is April 18th. But anyway, that was his feeling, and he said the major reason for that, or at least one of them, was that he knew that the owners didn't want to lose their playoff money. And so I'm not surprised that the owners are willing to go to the mat, Rob, to extend this season, to do whatever they can. And even they don't even want to lose the last 20 games of the regular season, which is about what's left.
But the playoff is the more important, and because players don't make money their salaries for the playoffs. They get like a pool of money, and depending on where you finish or whatever.
Right.
So that's why it's a big money maker for owners, because they don't pay salaries technically. You know what I mean?
Right, because their salaries are technically for 82 games.
Exactly. Yep. And then after that, you know, if you win the championship, there's a check, and depending on how far you get in the playoffs, or you know what I mean?
Yep.
If you make the
yep.
playoffs. That's why owners are always about the playoffs, because they don't pay salaries, and they get to make a lot of money if you're always making the playoffs or you have a team that runs deep in the playoffs.
Yeah, what I like, and look, obviously we don't know if they'll be able to play in 30 days. I do like the fact that the NBA didn't cancel the season, Rob, that they postponed it. I think it was smart. Because you can always cancel the season. Why not wait 30 days? And, hey, if things haven't gotten better, if they've gotten worse like a lot of people expect them to, then, okay, we'll extend it again. Or we may just have to cancel it at that point. But you can always cancel it after 30 days, after 60 days, after, you know, 90 days. Whatever it is, there's no problem with extending the chances of playing. And we talked about that last hour in reference to the NCAA. But the difference is that these guys are getting paid. And they're not in school. And if you extended the NCAA season, or at least March Madness, you could be extending it to where you got college kids playing basketball for free when school is out.
Right. It just doesn't work.
Right. You've put all the other students off campus because classes are now online.
You just said it. Your daughter has to be out of the dorm Sunday.
Yeah,
out. We want you out.
Both of my daughters, this is their senior year.
Right.
We're actually wondering what they're going to do about, are they going to have a graduation?
Chris, probably not.
Yeah,
and
I
heard
agree.
That around, that they're probably, and again, you know, people are talking about seniors playing their last basketball game. You're a father. You got two daughters. You spent plenty of money. That's your big day.
Yep.
It's a big day to see your daughters graduate and take the pictures and the family and all that. And if they have to cancel because they don't want too many people together, it's unfortunate, but that's what they'll have to do. And whether or not, Chris, they do it again 6 months from now, 3 months from now, you know what I mean?
Right.
They might have to do that, but you would understand.
But right. And that's a great point, because as we had Jeff on, and I'm sure other people are saying, well, what about the seniors? You know,
right.
What about that'll never – this is what they've been there their whole life for. It's the same thing for the other students.
100%.
It's the same thing for the other students. They're all missing out. Not just the basketball players, but the other athletes and the regular students are going to be missing out too. So that's a great point. But I think ideally, Rob, if they could play in 30 days, like that, and I like the owner's idea that, look, let's just revisit this, Adam Silver, in 30 days and see where we're at. I actually think if they were able to play in 30 days, don't finish up the regular season. They played 60-some-odd games as it is. We know who the top eight teams are in each conference. The East isn't changing. All right, the eighth-place team, I mean, seventh and eighth both got losing records, Brooklyn and Orlando. But Orlando's got a five-and-a-half-game lead on Washington. That's enough, you know, to say those are eight playoff teams.
In 99, with the lockout, right?
Yep.
We only played 50 games.
Well, that, right.
So if that was that imperative to play regular season games, why didn't they make up those games? Chris, they didn't.
Exactly. Some teams have already, like Dallas has already played 67 games.
Right.
That's darn near close to a full season. In the West, Memphis is eighth. They're 3.5 games ahead of Portland again. That's enough. And so if it's ideal, I happen to be one of those, Rob, obviously not an expert. I don't know. None of us know. I do happen to think, though, things are going to get worse before they get better. I'd be a little surprised if they could play in 30 days. But if they could, I'd say start the playoffs. Forget the regular season. Start the playoffs in April 18th or whenever, you know, 30 days from now. And then you can have a full playoff run. Because one thing I don't like, I like to get your opinion on this. Let's say that they can't play in 30 days and, you know, it becomes 60 or even 90 days from now they play. And they say, you know what, we're going to have a playoff, but it's going to be truncated. So instead of eight teams making it in each conference, it's six teams or even four teams. And then, or instead of seven games in the first round, it's three games or it's five games. Second round's five games. I think that would – I don't think – like, I think it'd be a legitimate championship, but I think it would look cheap. And so whichever team won the championship that way, I think a lot of people would view it as, it wasn't really like the usual championships. And I know that we've had the strike-shortened seasons of, as you said, 50 games and then 66 games back in 2012. But still – Those were the regular season was shortened, but the playoffs were the same as always. So I think if they truncated the playoffs in any way, I think a lot of people would look at it like they really needed an asterisk, and it might cheapen it in people's eyes, and I wouldn't want to see that.
Yeah, it's a tough call. I mean, people are going to have to look at it and determine, you know what I mean? Like how do you put this together and make sense of it? And you know what I mean? And if you feel good about it, it really is one of those things. Can you imagine if and I'm not trying to diss the Utah Jazz, but because of they missed 30 days or what, and the Utah Jazz won the championship.
Oh, you know what, man.
For whatever reason. Do you know what I mean? I'm just saying, like you would go, the Utah, if it wasn't for the coronavirus, they would have never won. I'm just throw them out. I know they got two players missing, but you know what I mean.
Right.
It would be
their two best players.
Right. Yeah. It would be weird, but it would also just tell you like how much everything got changed because of it.
Right. Well, Rob G had an interesting take on this whole NBA situation. Go ahead.
Yeah, and it kind of coincides with what the Lakers players are feeling about this possibly stretching out into the summer. Let's say that does happen. It stretches out to July and August. I think that this situation, as crazy as it sounds, this could be like a blessing in disguise for the NBA. Because now you're in uncharted waters. You kind of have the freedom to do whatever it is you want. Any crazy idea you ever had about, you know, doing that play-in tournament for the last two seeds of the playoffs, you know, you could do that.
You could do that now. Because people would say,
exactly. They say, hey, you know, let's give it a fair shot to these four teams in the West. If you say, hey, rather than, you know, playing into June, let's own the summer. Let's play into July and August when there's less competition. And let's say you do that, and people have been saying, the Atlanta Hawks owner said this last week, we should start playing the opening tip-off on Christmas Day rather than going against football in November and October.
Yeah, but the other thing, too, is you got to be careful. Like, you think do people really want to be indoors when the weather gets nice? I mean, people say that all the time. Oh, play in June or July. You know, the weather's nice for a lot of people, not for us in Southern California and maybe Florida. A lot of people are in there, you know, are stuck inside for most of the year. And this is why, you know, like at certain places, they have a hard time getting people like to go into a dome to watch baseball games in the summer. You know, the weather's finally nice and I'm indoors. So I don't know if June or July or how late or July that could work. I'm a skeptic.
I think that makes a lot of sense, Rob. Because obviously, I mean, there's a reason baseball is the sport in the summer because it's played outside.
People want to be outside.
I mean, the reason basketball was even created by Dr. James Naismith was because he was looking for a sport indoors during the winter. I'll just say from my own experience, I mean, obviously I love basketball and I cover the sport, so I will watch. But yeah, Rob's got a point. In the summer, I'm out. You know, a lot of weekends you're
out
at barbecues or you're doing stuff with your family. Yeah, it does seem a little. I mean, June is June because that's just the beginning of the summer.
And it's just the beginning, right? Yeah. It's right at the beginning. And then when the weather really gets nice or whatever, you know, for a lot of people, they just don't want to be indoors. I think, and I could be wrong, you could help me out.
Well, I mean, on the
WNBA started it in the summer, right? And then people but I'm saying they did at first, and people just don't want to be indoors.
It's interesting. I mean, again, I would watch it. The diehards would watch it. But you're right. Like, would your casual fan really watch it? On the other hand, Rob, it does give you – look, what's going on in July and August? You got baseball, but it's still regular season baseball.
Right.
And so sometimes on the weekend when you're looking for, you know, a big matchup or something to watch. Now, here's the other thing. What about the Olympics?
Right.
And we don't know what – it's hard to imagine the Olympics.
I can't imagine there'll be Olympics.
I was going to say, right. Because it's the whole world.
Isn't it in Tokyo? Where is it this year? It's in Japan, isn't it?
It's in Tokyo. Yeah.
I've been saying, guys, I think the biggest reason, and it's a crazy idea, but the biggest reason to do that is to avoid the NFL. Every other sport is doing whatever they can. Even baseball has to. I mean, Rob, you got to admit, as a baseball fan, putting the World Series up against Monday Night Football is just not working right now.
But you can't alter what you're doing. You didn't have any empty seats. You know what I mean? You know, like, you just can't do it. You can't operate like that with fear of something. There are people who love football, and there are people who are with their sport, if their city or their town is in it. You know, it's for a couple nights a year. You can't avoid everything because there'll always be something.
With business, you can.
Yeah,
I actually think you could. I think you could. Like, I think it would be wise if baseball could avoid going head to head with football for its, you know, its biggest games of the season, you know, the World Series and all that. And basketball too, obviously. I mean, if they could avoid it. I don't know if I honestly don't really want to see the season go into July and August. In this one case, maybe, you know, but regularly, because that's what you're proposing, Rob G. Regularly start, basically having the season run from Christmas Day into August. And I don't know that I want to see, and I think you got a good point, Rob, on, you know, it's an indoor sport for a reason. And are people regularly going to want to watch, you know, NBA games in August?
Right. I'm just not convinced.
People
on
vacation? I mean, that's when I vacation all the time is, you know, July and August. So, you know, people are not going to want to. I mean, it's great to watch an NBA game, but seven of them during your vacation, like, it makes it tough.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
We're going to be joined by Tony Jones, who covers the Utah Jazz for The Athletic. And obviously, he's in touch with Rudy Gobert on a regular basis. And we're going to get the rundown from Tony right now. Tony, welcome to The Odd Couple, man.
Thanks for having me, guys. I appreciate it.
We thank you for joining us. And
Tony,
you,
what's up?
What's up, big bro? How are you, man?
Man, I was glad to get that text from you today that you're okay and everything is cool. So that was good news.
Man, I appreciate it. It was it's been 24 hours. Man, I can tell you that much.
So you cover the Jazz for The Athletic, And was your, let's just start from the beginning on Monday, was your tape recorder or phone one of the ones that Rudy Gobert touched?
It was not. However, the thing that, you know, I had a one-on-one with Rudy on Saturday night in Detroit. And we were all on the road trip. The Monday tape recorder thing was at Shootaround on Monday morning. And my tape recorder was not up there. You know, so the short answer, it was not up there.
When you saw that he did that, what was the first thing that you thought? Like you know, you're around Gobert, so you have a feel for him. But did you go like, dude, what are you doing? Like, or did people chuckle, or did they think it was funny, or what was the mood in the room?
To be honest, everybody laughed.
Wow.
And it was one of those things where I think, you know, like, I know how it looks now, but I think in the moment it was a show of solidarity from Gobert, because I think a lot of people in the media were upset that our access.
And rightfully so. I get that. We get
right,
it.
Right. Had been cut. And I think it was like, you know, kind of a, you know, we at the time that our access was cut, we thought it was like, okay, this is an overreaction. And I think that Gobert, it was like, just in his own way, it was a subtle sign. It was a subtle message from him to us that he thought the same way. So if you can figure out the way I'm going, I don't fault for Gobert for what he did on Monday. I know what's on social media, and I know what people are saying on social media, but I just don't see it that way, and I don't agree with how Gobert has been kind of dragged on Twitter and on Instagram and whatever. I think that it's incredibly unfair to him. I don't think he got coronavirus from touching people's mics at a press conference. I think he got the coronavirus very likely from whatever happened when we were out east. We were in New York, we were in Boston, we were in Detroit. It was a 5-game, 7-night East Coast trip where he probably could have gotten it anywhere. And I don't think that the press conference was the origin of that issue.
We are joined by Tony Jones, who covers the Jazz for The Athletic. I do agree with you. I mean, I think what he did was stupid.
Yeah, Chris and I think it was
but
dumb and
we
stupid.
Think he was, just, I do agree with you that it was – I do think he was kind of doing it in support of the media. Like, I know you guys aren't infected, or I don't think you're infected.
But it's still not what you should do.
I think you could be in the locker room. But, yeah, it wasn't a smart thing to do.
You know, I think the lesson that we can take from this is, you know, we tend to be a lot less flippant on things when it hits home, right? Like, you know, for me, you know, personally and professionally, that hit home. Professionally, I had to cover it. I had to report it. Personally. And Rob, you can feel what I'm about to say. Personally, I had to call my mother, and I had to tell her, like, Mom, I have to get tested for the coronavirus because I had a one-on-one with Rudy Gobert, you know, 3 or 4 days ago, and I had to hear the concern in my mother's voice.
I saw your mother's Facebook, and I know, and she was just, you know, thrilled when the results came back that you were negative. But yes, your mom must have freaked out when you called her, just the whole idea of it. You know, I mean, that is something that any parent would be, would be concerned about.
Yeah. And, you know, and the thing about it is, I mean, there's still, you know, I'm very happy at the negative result, but I mean, there's still, for me, there's still some concern because, I mean, you know, the coronavirus has an incubation period, so you have to be quarantined for 14 days, and
so you are going through
people.
That.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, so you got to not be around people and watch a bunch of Netflix or whatever, and hope that, you know, you and hope that you don't have it and you can you're still asymptomatic 14 days from now. So it's a lot of emotions going around. You know, but I think the thing that people have to do is not be misinformed. They have to be informed about every step of the way. And I think that that's the best thing that we can do for others right now.
Tony, other people around the NBA, whether they're with other teams or the Jazz or whoever, that you're talking with or texting with, are they optimistic about the season getting back underway in 30 days or whatever? Or is there pessimism or, you know, what kind of reactions are you getting from people that you're in contact with?
So I got two reactions. One I didn't expect, one I expected. The reaction I got from talking to my contacts around the league is that the league will eventually start up again. That's the reaction that I did get, that I did expect to receive. The reaction I didn't expect to receive, just for me, I thought that whenever we started up again, we would just go straight to the playoffs. But I'm hearing that whenever we do start up again, we're going to start up again. We likely start up again with regular season games. And I didn't expect to hear that. So it'll be interesting. But, yeah, I do expect the season to start up. Obviously, you know, just a few minutes ago or whatever, Commissioner Silver, went on television and said that he expects the season to start back up. And I expect us to be playing games in late June, July, or maybe even beyond that, because I think the league definitely wants to get the season in.
That sounds like money, right? Like, yeah, that's why they don't want to call thing. Off the rest of the regular season.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. I think you don't want to call off the rest of the season because, you know, there are obvious revenue concerns. And obviously, you know, I don't think that the players want to lose, you know, the rest of their regular season revenue plus their playoff revenue and the ability to try to go out and win a championship. So I think that there's a lot of stuff that's on the line. It'll be interesting to see if the league can start up at the target date of 30 days. I'm not sure that that's going to be possible. And it'll be interesting to me. I think, you know, a lot of stuff in the country just has to be shut down for a minute and that we just have to figure out a way to get a hold of this thing and stop the spread and stop the possibility of community spread.
Tony, what kind of support have you gotten from the Athletic and the people you work for or whatnot?
They've been tremendous, absolutely tremendous, and they've been supportive of me every step of the way. I've heard from everybody at every level of management, even at the highest levels of management. It's always been a tremendous place to work for, and they've showed me. In these last 24 hours, you know, just how much they care about me as a human being, and I'm very, very grateful for that.
That's good to hear because it's not always the case, so that's great.
Yeah, I've gotten nothing but the highest levels of support from the Athletic. Definitely shout out to my boss Rob Peterson and my boss Sergio Gonzalez, both of those guys. Have been tremendous to me. Also, Khalid Salam, all three of those guys, and the highest level of management, they've all reached out to me, and they've offered me a lot of support, in a lot of different ways.
Tony, great stuff, man, and we are certainly glad that your test, obviously, for the coronavirus was negative, and great stuff on and everything you've been doing, and take care of yourself during that quarantine.
Yes, and yeah.
What movies
we'll
you got on your list?
So I haven't watched Succession, so I'm going to plan to watch Succession.
A lot of binging, okay.
Yeah, a lot of binging. Listen, I appreciate you guys, and you guys know how I feel about you guys. I mean, you know, I wouldn't be anywhere near where I am in my career if it wasn't for you guys paving the way for me. And you guys know what I mean.
Yeah, appreciate that. And I got one movie for you to watch. Munsters Go Home. Go get that
gosh.
Movie. All right, Munsters Go Home. Get it on Netflix.
No, don't.
I might pass that one up.
Right, I'm gonna tell you. You like hip hop, Tony?
Huh?
You like hip hop?
Oh, you already
I imagine
know.
Right. Hip Hop Evolution on Netflix. Have you heard? Have you watched any of that?
I haven't.
It's a series. It's like four seasons. It's like four seasons, really. And it goes from the beginnings of hip-hop all the way through to the, you know, modern day, essentially. So definitely check that out. Hip-Hop Evolution, great documentary, great for binge watching.
Appreciate you.
And then you can watch the Munsters after that.
Munsters Go Home. That's when they go to London. All right.
My goodness.